What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me!
You and your radio are going on an adventure. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, sweetheart.
You know, our phones are still hopping after that that last bit. So let's take some phone calls here. All right. We got a quick moment to do a random rotating phone scan. You want to get on the line to get on the air right now. Here's our toll-free number, 1-800-636-1067. You're calling now just to be wacky for some jocularity. We will do the toe-tapping touch tones in the next hour.
Jocularity, jocularity.
And while we're waiting for those calls to be screened, we have received another edition of Russell's Thoughts.
Oh, my God.
You know the nut job who sends in his random thoughts from time to time?
They get sicker and sicker every time we get Russell's thoughts.
Now, here's a guy with a 70 IQ.
That's for sure.
This is like Larry King's stupider brother. If you've ever read that Larry King column from USA Today.
My two cents.
All right, no, it says, Dear Don and Mike, thank you very much for the free dinner at O'Malley's. I guess we gave him a free dinner at some point.
Well, that certainly was a mistake.
Also, thanks for the videotape you sent me. Anyway, thanks again, and here's a few pages of Russell's thoughts. Sincerely, Russell the Love Muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Don, Bible trivia. Who did God turn into a pillar of salt? Morton.
Morton the salt guy.
It's a joke. I don't know. That was my joke, not Russell's joke.
You're not a regular student of the Bible.
I don't know the answer. Let me see. Deer are more beautiful in their natural environment than in their own juices.
Oh, God.
You may be surprised at what resides in your insides. I love Jackie Chan's movie, Ramble in the Bramble. I saw Harry Height, the world's tallest man, 8'6", in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Now, that's right there is a real Russell thought.
Yeah.
Regurgitate. Spit up all the food you ate. Don, what would have happened if Jesus had been born a girl?
He's focusing on your church going on this episode.
Yeah.
Hey, batter. Sawing, batter. Hey, holy mackerel. Hey now, Iko. Hay is for horses, straw is for cows, milk is for babies to shut up their mouths. How come vital information such as the picture of the false beard that the Inquirer reported O.J. wearing for his getaway wasn't presented at the trial? Man, more evidence is piling up, and I'm starting to think he may have done it. Formulate something.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of living to do. Who is a bigger jerk? Eddie Haskell or Rush Limbaugh? Pete Sampras waxes balls 150 miles an hour. How come there are fast speed guns and slow ones for gadgeting fast balls, but the state police radar is supposed to be so reliable? I am a slovenly mess.
That's Russell being a little introspective then.
Yeah.
Ask about our clergy and senior citizen discounts. The best version of Amazing Grace was Mandy Zlotnick in the ninth grade. Mike, idea. Remake The Shining with the guy from Wings taking on the role of Jack.
Which guy?
Who knows? It's Russell. Yeah.
There are lots of guys from Wings.
Yeah. I love Stephen King.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Okay.
I heard Tom Snyder talking about Johnny Carson doing the Vicks Dismiss ad. Do you think Johnny listens to your show? Do you think Dick Schaap is gay?
Wow, that's a weird one.
I hope the Rosie O'Donnell show is a hit and raises the quality of daytime programming. The only good studio talk show is Tempest Bledsoe.
Oh, my God.
She has a lot of insight and really poignant issues and so much to say and share. Mike, is someone who is totally teed a teetotaler? Do you guys need any more writers?
God.
When the clerk at a store says, would you like a bag? I say, no thanks. I'm married to one. I think cities underneath the oceans are cooler than cities in outer space, but the ones in outer space have cooler views. What is the latest concept in feminine protection? Waiter, would Madame like a cocktail? Jethro, heck no, if the lady wants chicken, she'll have the whole bird. My scariest bug bite was in the Olympic Mountains, and my neck started swelling. I imagined it swelling up and choking me off about a lifetime away from the nearest hospital. Mike, can I borrow $100?
Don't like it when he focuses on me.
No.
Why did Lee Majors fire the plumber? He caught him screwing the wrong faucet. Take care, not drugs. Russell the Love Muscle.
Thanks so much.
There it is.
Now we can all think about what Russell had to say and realize that it means absolutely nothing.
Okay, calls. Here we go. Your calls at 1-800-636-1067.
We all just get that same expression on our faces when Russell sends his thoughts.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to mention something. I am not a blood relative of Russell. My wife and his wife are first cousins. But I know him very well.
You mean the guy who sends us those idiotic faxes?
That's the one.
Can you offer any insight into the mind of Russell?
Was he dropped on his head? Was he not breastfed? What is it?
You know, I think he might have been dropped. I think I've heard that story. He and his wife, however, when they came in and announced for the first time on their honeymoon, on their wedding night, did backflips into the reception. It was quite a sight to see.
Wow. All right. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. What was it? Paint chips, do you think? Did he eat paint chips when he was a kid?
I don't know. I've met him in my adult life. We did not spend any quality time together.
Who is the celebrity he most resembles?
I would say Steve Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for that that piece of the Russell puzzle.
My absolute pleasure.
All right.
All right. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Just wondering whether the nude Olympic tape was out yet.
Oh, God bless you. This is not a setup call, is it?
Wow. Not at all.
Listen, as a matter of fact, we have a meeting tomorrow with our production company. We go to editing, I believe, this weekend, voiceover next weekend, and we should have that Nude Olympics up and running and ready for your orders in just a few weeks.
Perfect for the holiday season.
Yeah, I was on vacation last week. I didn't know whether you announced it while I was out of town. I couldn't get you stationed while I was away.
And we had a meeting, and Mike and I, we had to make a fist. We had to say, listen, we want this tape to be reasonably priced for our fans.
Yeah, I mean,
That's what we want, too.
You know, we could give you the price and pass along what it costs us, which is formidable, but no, we're giving you a break on it.
Yeah. We're tapping into our life savings for this one. Wow. So, yes, thank you for your interest, and we will have news about the Nude Olympics. As a matter of fact, we have a production meeting tomorrow, so we'll be talking about it on tomorrow's program.
Okay, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
It's a perfect gift.
That's right. We haven't talked about it in a while, and people are still clamoring for it.
Slices and dices at Julianne's Fries, or whatever this thing is. Julianne Fries. What is that thing that Vegematic used to do?
It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus Fries.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
It's Julia Child Fries. I've cut the dickens out of my finger.
It's simply Julia, the lovely Diane Carroll Fries.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, you're on the air.
I have a bone to pick with Mr. Burbank.
Oh, he likes to have his bone picked.
Oh, dear, what have I done?
Well, I'm sorry. Excuse my voice. I was screaming at the Redskins game all weekend, or Sunday. But you forgot to mention in your news broadcast about the D.C. United.
What did you want me to mention about them?
That they won.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of old news by this evening.
Soccer, too.
I'm not talking about the Redskins' victory.
Hey, listen,
I
got news for you. In another country, that is football. But here it's soccer.
Yes, but it's the first ever.
Listen, darling, it's like fifth-tier sports. You got your football, you got your basketball, you got your baseball, you got your hockey. I put golf ahead of soccer now because you got your Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Thank you, Don.
Even though we got into that whole discussion about if golfers are athletes or not.
That's right.
I put stock car driving ahead of soccer.
Right.
I put bowling ahead of soccer. Greco-Roman wrestling ahead of soccer.
Sports Center had a bowling highlight today, which I thought was really cool. And the guy made that that little single hit. And he just went, yeah, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Most exciting reaction I've ever seen in a bowling tournament.
Well, listen, good for you. Good for you for being a soccer fan.
Well, thank you. And, as soon as I saw that Jim Mora highlight last night in Sports Center, I thought of you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
And you're very nice to come. You keep waiting for soccer to catch on, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You keep waiting. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it's Bob Dole. I want to talk Don and Mike.
Now, this is not the original Bob Dole guy.
Bob Dole wants to talk Don and Mike.
No. You're not. You're not the original guy.
We'll only accept those calls from that first guy. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yep. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, sir.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Doing great, thank you. Yes, hi.
Hello?
We want you to turn your radio down, okay, because we have a 10-second delay.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Okay. Listen, I would like to know.
I'm listening.
You listen? Okay, wow, I'm just so excited. Don, why did you... I felt like you was intimidated when you said you were talking to Spike Lee. I felt like...
I was intimidated. Are you kidding?
For what? His little scrawny rear end. What's wrong with his little... He's like a Martian. Why would you be afraid of him?
He's a major director.
Yeah. He's a big-time movie director.
So what? He's still human.
Yes, of course he should. Listen, I want to tell you something. I told Spike Lee to his face over the telephone exactly what I had said on the radio, and he had the balls to tell me the reasons why he didn't agree with my argument. I said, if I lose an argument to somebody, it's very rare that I lose, but when I do lose, I will concede and I will be a big man about it and say, Spike Lee had some points that I didn't even think of last week when I was discussing his new movie.
Okay. Okay, that's fine, but dealing with my own opinion, I mean...
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but still, you made an opinion.
Listen, it would be the same if I was on the phone with Steven Spielberg. You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, major movie producers and directors are, and it's exciting to talk to them.
You know, I'd say to Steven Spielberg, stop making so many fag movies.
Ooh.
Stop making so many...
What fag movies did he make?
Well, like E.T.
That's not a fag movie.
Yes, it is. That's a super fag movie.
Ooh.
And don't make so many serious movies like Schindler's List.
Yeah, but Schindler's List, wonderful movie.
Not same thing. I'd have the same argument for Steven Spielberg. Do something right down the middle of the road.
I know what you're doing. I can read your mind.
Sure, I'm baiting Steven Spielberg.
You want a call from Steven Spielberg tomorrow morning.
Now, that's the guy I'd really like to chat.
Okay, Don, let me ask you this. So what did you think about...
No, listen, you're not going to ask me anything else. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bob Dole. I'm the original Bob Dole.
No, you're not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I have your customer service department?
Yes, what is this? What kind of gag is this? You know we don't have a customer service department.
Hello?
Yes, are you going to pretend that you're calling Sears or something?
And now you're going to pretend that you can't hear us?
I hear you. I was calling. I bought a vacuum from you guys.
Yeah. You bought a vacuum and you're calling a radio station. Right.
A radio station.
That's very funny.
I must have the wrong
number. Know you have the wrong number.
Okay.
Because we don't want to talk to you, not because you're pretending to call some service company.
That vacuum cleaner is just like your mama. It sucks.
We have a suggestion what you can do with that vacuum cleaner.
But you might impale yourself. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
When is the last time Spike Lee made a movie that was a hit?
Well, you know, if you listened earlier, Don explained what Spike Lee's point of view is.
Yeah, but nobody goes and sees his movies.
Well, no, I did mention that to him, and he pointed out to me that he's not in the business to make movies that are number one at the box office.
Oh, well.
He's more into making movies that have a message.
And that way, he's very successful.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I know it kills some people out there that I had an intelligent conversation with Spike Lee today, but I did.
Why do you think that's driving people nuts?
I don't know. What did they expect me to say to him? Plus, what I said about Spike Lee on the radio Friday was not really bad. I just said I wanted to make more mainstream movies.
You wanted him to expand into different kinds of films.
I said I thought that his Nike commercials were better than any of his movies. He should make more movies like the TV commercials. Hello? And he found me simply charming.
That's right. You'll be dining with him this evening.
Said I was all right for a white guy. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Right now. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey.
What was that sound in the background?
What was that?
That was me moving a stool with my foot.
Can you move it again so we can hear that sound again?
Yeah. Oh.
He's moving a stool with his foot.
Yeah, I'm real down.
I've done that before.
Hey,
I did it Sunday morning.
After your big Saturday night.
Yeah, it took me about a half an hour.
Not Buzz, though.
No.
So we found out last week, Buzz never reads in the bathroom.
No. It's, less than 2 minutes?
Oh,
usually?
Yeah, easily.
No
easily.
Fuss, no muss.
Less than 2 minutes. God, if I could...
Could you imagine, Mike?
Oh.
I can't.
That would be nirvana.
Hello.
It'd be kind of fun, you know, free up more time during the day.
Yeah. Hello, yes, what do you want?
Yeah, you guys are talking about Shirley Hemphill every now and then. You make reference to her.
Oh, now listen, do you have to do that? You know that is a sore spot with Mike. Mike went to Vegas, had a tryst with her, had a love child.
I hate it when you say it's a love child. It's just, it's my son.
Do you ever see him?
No, you know I don't see him.
And he's such a nice cross between you and Shirley.
He's a handsome boy.
He looks like you and he looks like her.
He does, and she doesn't let me see him, and it's breaking my heart. I've extended the olive branch, but she will have nothing to
do with
me.
Will somebody get the Hemphill tape?
I just think she's wonderful.
You remember her, of course, from What's Happening.
Yeah.
I don't want to be bitter about Shirley Hemphill. I just want to just let life go on. I've got a wonderful, beautiful family now, and I know...
You absentee father.
You still have the memories, Mike.
Oh, stop, both of you. Just stop.
Listen to this tape.
You know.
Hi, this is Shirley Hemphill from What's Happening, You
Hello.
And Me.
Hello,
well, I'm here to find out who's the daddy of my child.
Yeah.
Is it Don or Mike?
It's me.
Which one is it?
Yeah, she found out when he has red hair.
Yeah, she.
Mm-hmm.
We found out.
She knew it was me.
Mike Jr.
She knew. There's no
Mike
way.
Hemphill.
She couldn't forget it was me. It was glorious.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Bob Dole. You guys better quit trashing.
No, that's
Dole.
Not it. No.
Still not the real guy. Hello, Donna Mike.
What am I doing here?
Hello, one more call. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hey.
Hey. Hey. I got a friend who's going in to be a prison guard.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to, he doesn't know about that tossed salad man. And could you guys play that?
Well, how can any guy? Well, listen, he doesn't have to worry about it unless, like, the inmates take over the prison or something.
Yeah, but I mean, he asking me what's this tossed salad.
No. Come on, get off my phone with that. This is the last call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was listening to the pregame show yesterday. Great show.
Thank you.
And you mentioned that on today's show, you were going to talk about what Jim Harbaugh said and what the umpire said to Bobby Alomar.
Oh yeah, no, it wasn't Jim Harbaugh. It was Jeff George. Thank you
Jeff
for reminding
George.
Me.
Oh, good. Oh, both things were they really weren't forthright with what was said in the argument.
Now, listen, this is all just, you know, third hand.
So it's speculation. This okay. is not. We don't have this on any real good authority.
But I've heard it from a couple of sports guys okay. who I've been talking to.
Right.
First off, what Jeff George said to June Jones in Atlanta, he implied that he had had sex with June Jones's mother. And that June Jones's mother was real good to him.
Oh, man.
That was what was said on the sideline. Now, the other one you're going to find more amazing.
Oh, wow.
Why did Roberto Alomar spit on the umpire?
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
What I heard is the umpire said that Roberto Alomar is gay.
Really?
That now I didn't.
I'd heard that one. I'd heard that one before.
I didn't repeat either of those yesterday mm-hmm. on the Redskins show because yeah. that is not the.
Yeah, you said that wasn't the place.
That's but this show definitely is. The place.
This show, it's found a home.
Right.
Well,
welcome home.
Turn that up.
Well, there you go. There's the story. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You know, I have to. If that's true about Jeff George, then you have to actually admire June Jones for his restraint during the argument.
That one I've heard confirmed three times. The Roberto Alomar I heard confirmed twice.
And either Jeff George is a total idiot or he simply wanted to do something that would force the hand and get him out of there.
Or he had sex with June Jones's mother.
And it was great.
We'll be right back. Now, hold on, where's my tape? It wasn't just great, it was a...
Great 70s.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
Yay, he's here, everybody! Yay!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Easy. Messages?
You were great last night, Hank.
Thank you.
As good as Larry, maybe even better.
Wow. Good morning, my boy. Still flushed with victory.
Yes, I am flushed with victory. You sound a little surprised I did so well.
Oh? I'm glad I'm not playing poker anytime soon.
Hey, Hank?
Yeah.
You were great.
Thank you.
You were great.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, good job last night.
Well, you're very excited. Can you get me a coffee?
No. No, I book talent. I don't get coffee.
Oh, fine. Well, then, could you book David Copperfield on the show, and when he gets here, have him pull a cup of coffee out of his ass?
Decaf?
Serious.
They're sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right off the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara right here. That's why it's called the Don and Mike Show on Westwood One Entertainment. You're listening across America on great radio stations like these. Addison, Alabama, Super Talk, WHMA. In Jacksonville, Florida, Real Radio 106.5 FM. And in Salt Lake, Hot Talk 860. KCNR. That's the station there, the toe-tapping touch tone spurting out of your radio, making an oogie mess like you-know-who.
Hey, doggy.
We'll take 10 calls right now, starting with call 100, okay? Call number 100 through 110 will each get a pair of tickets to our Monster Bash, our big Halloween show next Thursday at the grand opening of Regal Cinemas Countryside 14 in Sterling, VA. It's a big joint with 14 movie theaters.
It's a great place.
We will be broadcasting live all day long. We'll have a hypnotist on site. We'll all be dressed in drag, dressed as girls, mm-hmm. and we'll be giving away a two-year lease on a 1997 Jeep Wrangler.
Do we have enough stuff going on for you, huh?
Now, you got to be there to win. I thought you were almost doing Rudy for a minute.
Hey, that's okay.
Huh?
Hey, Mouse, take it easy.
Huh?
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 A lot of that, too. Did you get that look? Did you get that look he gives you when he shuts down the eye completely and then his lips go curled up and he gives you that look and it looks something like this where he's going?
Yes.
That's my new favorite Rudy look.
The 1977 Jeep Wrangler leases from Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru. Now, you must be present to win, okay?
That's right.
We're going to have a drawing at the end of the show. We'll give away keys and get people up on stage one at a time. It'll do that time-tested favorite where if you come up and your key starts the car, you win the car.
Even if you don't win, it's exciting to watch that.
So we'd love to see you, and we'll give tickets right now to the first 10 calls at 1-800-636-1067, starting with call 100. Today's Monday, the 21st of October. Yep. Birthdays today. Anybody famous? Manfred Mann, Elvin Bishop, Carrie Fisher. Nope, nobody famous. Mm-hmm. Ellen DeGenitals has confirmed for the first time that Ellen will reveal this season whether or not she's a lesbian, and by that I mean Ellen Morgan, the character she plays on the TV.
Whether or not, so she's not going one way or the other.
You know, she's got, what is the drama here? Like, they're going to have an episode while she's wearing her her flannel shirt and her work boots, and she's going to announce that she's straight?
I think that would be wonderful if she did, because that would be going in the opposite direction of all the speculation.
Well, she's got to be loving all the publicity that she's getting about this.
She comes out on the show and she says, I'd like to announce right now that I'm actually a heterosexual, very beautiful woman.
Surprise. Bizarro.
Me beautiful.
Me love straight intercourse with man. Me love penis.
Me don't like other women.
Me hate vagina. Me bizarro Ellen.
Bizarro Ellen for rest of season.
She says it'll be a risk no matter what she decides to do, but she, quote, has a big responsibility to explore sexual issues on her show, blah, blah, blah.
Good.
We all know that Jay Leno loves cars, and I, for one, am tired of hearing Jay Leno give the same stock answers when he is interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
I find Jay Leno to be a pretty interesting guy, and I wish he would talk about the battle that he undertook to beat Letterman and to become number one. I find that that would be a better story.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of him backtracking on that and backtracking on his dead manager and backtracking on how come he didn't say goodbye to Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
Well, that book he wrote, right? It's just filled with niceties, right? There's just not a negative in there. That's the way he's been with every single interview. No, no. He doesn't bother me. He doesn't bother me at all. I'm okay. Why's everybody getting so uptight about it?
Here's the stock answer. I've heard him give a thousand times. They ask him about his cars, because Jay Leno has about 1,000 cars.
Yeah, I got cars.
And he says, I have 17 cars. Mm-hmm. Then he pauses one beat, two beat. He says, well, my wife thinks I have 17 cars. I really have 35 cars. I heard him say that joke to Larry King. I heard him say it to Regis and Kathy Lee. And I heard him say it last week to Charlie Rose.
Mm-hmm.
That's how desperate my life is. I was watching the Charlie Rose program.
He's a good-looking man.
Program. They don't spend a lot of money on the set on that show, do they?
No. That's what I like about it, because I don't think Charlie Rose is a guy that needs makeup.
Yeah. We all know Jay Leno loves cars. Now we know another reason why. In his book, he writes that he once had sex with a girl in the backseat of Joe Kennedy's Rolls-Royce limousine.
Wow.
He also says he consummated the relationship with his wife, Mavis, in the backseat of his 55 Buick.
You picture that's maybe like where he performs best, in the backseat of cars.
He says that he named his book Leading with My Chin after what he calls the second biggest part of his body.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, yeah. No, it's no big deal. Everybody makes such a big deal about it. I don't care, you know. Come on.
Don't you think it would be fascinating if he came out and talked what it was really like? You know, here he is, Jay Leno, the guy that the NBC was ready to fire. He had to hide in the bathroom to hear what they were thinking about him. Now he's beating Letterman. Oh, and does anybody have the Enquirer that has a story? We don't have time today, but a new story about how crazy David Letterman is.
Oh, really? Oh.
About, like, he wants his food sliced into 1-inch chunks every day. He's too busy to slice his own food.
Oh, wow.
And how, like, nobody can talk to him before a show.
Oh, man.
And how he seriously pounds his head against the wall after a bad program.
Oh, man, he's in Jim Mora territory.
It's either in the Enquirer or the Globe. My wife buys both of them. It's in one. We've got to get that one. You'll love that story.
He's an okay guy. I don't know why you're coming out with these stories. You know, he's not. Well, everybody. All right. Helen Kushnick was a psycho, and now she's dead. Yeah.
I'd like to hear him say something like that. Yeah, that's what I'd like to hear him say.
And nobody asked him, how come he didn't go to her funeral? I've never heard anybody ask that question of Jay Leno.
No big deal. It was a funeral, you know. She died. It was a funeral. I don't understand that. She's all right. She died. They planted her. Yeah, all right. Everything's fine. My life's great. Everything's great. I love life. I love it. That's why I'm a nice guy. I'm a really nice guy. I didn't go to the funeral because... Because
you're a nice guy.
Because I'm a nice guy.
All right. Well, somebody find me that, please. The David Letterman story. Mm. Minneapolis is saying, welcome home, Mary, to Mary Tyler Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they used to do the WJM-TV show there from Minneapolis, the fake show she worked on.
Right.
She actually spent just 5 days filming in Minneapolis for the whole time that show was on the air. Mm-hmm. 7 years. She only went to Minneapolis to do the exterior shots for 5 days.
To throw her hat up in the air.
But over the weekend, that's right, she was signing books in downtown Minneapolis, and she went out in the middle of the street and threw her hat up in the air, just like Rob Bay does at the end of every show.
All right.
She even visited the house where her character used to live. That is a real house in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Annie Potts is not embarrassed to admit she had to audition to get the lead in the ABC series Dangerous Minds.
Oh, horrors.
I am so surprised because Annie Potts is such a talented actress.
Absolutely. Well, she thinks she is.
She would have to audition to fry my eggs.
Wouldn't you agree that they were probably Dixie Carter and Annie Potts, two of the worst guests we've ever had? Two guests more full of themselves than anyone we've ever had on this show.
We had them on when that show, Menstruating Women, was at its absolute peak. Excuse me, Designing Women?
Yes.
When that show was absolutely like in the top 10 ratings.
Oh, man, they came in here, they just did not want to be there.
Hello. Oh, well, no, you asked me that question. Is that right, Annie? Yes, Dixie.
Get out of here.
Two big loads. She says that they were looking for a young version of Michelle Pfeiffer when they cast for this television show, Dangerous Minds, and they came up with Annie Potts.
Speaking of Bizarro.
Yeah, right. Me, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Me opposite.
Well, let me give our winners a quick thank you for listening. We have our 10 calls now. It's Tom Huffman, Dan Spindler, Rick Elgart, Karen Strong, Alan Smith, Stephen Carusa, Amy Sullivan, Celeste Lipford, Eric Tingstrom, Ed Lindsay, and Bill Lowe.
All right.
There are your winners, and thank you all. We will see you at the big Halloween bash. CBS is taking giant steps in the ratings, but you will not hear the president of CBS crowing about it. Oh, this is the guy that we had on the show last year, Leslie Moonves.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's not the type to brag, but he does concede that CBS is making progress in the ratings.
Good.
Last year, they were number 3, but this year, they've moved up. They're actually either first or second every single week, CBS.
Yeah. And Bill Cosby has a lot to do with that success.
Remember, you can't spell suck without CBS. Yuck. And if anybody read Tom Shales today,
mm-hmm.
he did a beautiful hatchet job on that new Ted Danson show.
Ooh.
My favorite highlight of his column today was when he he referred to Ted Danson as a modern-day Frankenstein.
There you go.
Wow. That guy, Tom Shales. I love him.
And this show, really, haven't they had to retool this show mm-hmm. a couple of times to get
show,
it ready?
Yeah, the show is called Inc.
Inc., that's right. Right.
And apparently CBS did like they did with Cosby. They gave him millions and millions of dollars and said, we don't care what it is, we want Ted Danson.
Mm-hmm.
And then they looked at it and they said, this show stinks. So they said, redo it all.
Right.
They redid it and it's on tonight, at least according to our friend Tom Shales. It stinks.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Called him Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Let me see. Here's the box office from this weekend. The movies, the number one movie was Sleepers with Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, etc. Number two is The Ghost in the Darkness, followed by The First Wives Club, The Long Kiss Goodnight, and it's still hanging in there, the Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do.
Mm-hmm.
Macaulay Culkin would be the star of Home Alone 3 if Chris Columbus had his way. He's the genius who directed the first two Home Alone movies. Now, this is a pretty good idea that he had for the third movie. It's not going to happen. Here's his idea. Macaulay Culkin's character, is in reform school.
Oh, really?
And Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern, the crooks, they are upstanding citizens. See, that would have been a wacky twist, but none of it's going to happen because Macaulay Culkin's not going to be in the movie and Chris Columbus will not be directing the film. They fired this guy from directing Home Alone 3 because he said if Macaulay Culkin's not in the movie, I ain't going to be in the movie.
And that kind of would have fit with Macaulay Culkin's activities lately if they put him in reform school.
Yeah, like getting drunk and spray painting his apartment, his Manhattan apartment.
I hate my dad.
Now listen to this. Madonna's baby, who we had on the show last week.
Yeah, very talented baby.
A big scoop for the Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
She's only 4 days old, and already Madonna's baby is on the Entertainment Weekly list of the most powerful people in Hollywood.
Unbelievable.
Lourdes Maria Ciccone, Leon.
Lourdes, I think.
Oh, yeah, Lourdes. What did I say? Lourdes?
Lourdes? Lourdes is actually the correct pronunciation, but they're calling the girl Lourdes.
Well, either way, she's number 101 on the list of the most powerful people in Hollywood. Man. She just beat you and I out. We are number 102. Rupert Murdoch is number one. The evil Eisner is number two. Your highest ranked actor is Tom Hanks, number 15.
He deserves it.
Oprah Winfrey is the top girl. She's number 20. John Travolta and Rosie O'Donnell both make the list, and Demi Moore falls off the list.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. If you love Demi Moore like I love Demi Moore, you want to buy the new copy of Spy magazine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you want to buy that magazine simply for the cover.
She's on another cover.
Do yourself a favor. Go to the newsstand and check out the new episode, the new edition, the episode of Spy magazine.
Is she bald on this one?
I can't tell because she's... She's facing that part of her body away from the camera.
I see. Wow.
She's naked.
Again.
She's naked. Uh-huh.
She likes being naked, doesn't she?
She's naked with Bruce Willis. He, thank goodness, is not naked.
He's another one, though, that you see all those Bruce Willis movies. He loves showing his little thing.
Yeah, but fortunately, he's dressed. She's not, though. Oh, I think you'll like the picture.
Naked.
Oh, there it is. Oh, we have it right here. Hey, isn't that something?
That's a fine photo.
That's a fine photo, Andy.
That is a fine hello to me.
See?
And look at that. Give Bruce Willis credit. Look at that look on his face.
He knows what he's got.
Yeah, she's mine.
He knows what he's doing.
Wow.
Good for him. Mm. Hey, guess what? Guess what's the number one song in America? Still the stupid Macarena.
S-B-S-W-J-F-K.
Son, didn't you ever give anybody anything just for the pleasure of it? You know, something you didn't want anything in return for?
Sure, just yesterday I gave my friend Jimmy something.
Now that's fine. What'd you get him?
A sock in the head.
I meant charity.
I didn't charge him nothing.
I meant something for the joy of giving.
I enjoyed it.
Because of you, they'll be right over. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, it's Monday night. Whatever he sings. Jesus, my favorite night of the week.
Oh, my wild friends are coming over tonight.
I like that. You got football on tonight and you got baseball on tonight.
Yes, the World Series.
And listen to this. Rudy Martsky, here he is now, America's number one TV sports guru from USA Today, our friend Rudy Martsky. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing? Rudy is in Atlanta. Game number two of the World Series is in New York, but because Rudy already had reservations to go into Atlanta, which is where the game number three was supposed to be played.
Made the trip already.
Or number two. Now, they were supposed to play Saturday and Sunday in New York.
Yes.
And then, Monday was a day off, and they were supposed to play Tuesday in Atlanta, right?
Yes. See, today would be a day off normally, but I needed to get here because of, jet lag.
Now, how come you didn't go to New York for game number two?
Because I had a non-refundable, non-changeable ticket.
Oh.
And I would have. So I said, hey, I'll watch the game in Atlanta.
Where will you be watching the game in Hotlanta?
Well, probably a place named Barnacles.
Barnacles.
Barnacle Bills.
Yeah.
Barnacles. Some big pirate greets Rudy at the door. Rudy.
I'll be watching with the Braves fans and trying to check out their responses to this Fox telecast, which, by the way, starts at 7:15 Eastern. The game does. And then, of course, the football game comes on ABC at 9.
Now, they got sucky numbers last night with the World Series or good numbers?
Very mediocre to poor numbers. They had a 17 overnight, which would probably be about a 16 national rating. And that'll be in the bottom 3 to 4 for the first game. But what really hurts is that it was actually on a Sunday night rather than a Saturday night. And Sunday night's usually your best ratings night of the week.
I'll tell you my read on this. First off, I thought that they would get big ratings because all of the other networks are like giving up because the World Series is on. Yeah. They're all running reruns.
Yeah, that's right.
But I bet there's a lot of people like me who last night at 8 o'clock said, Third Rock from the Sun is a rerun. Mm-hmm. Lois and Clark's a rerun. Mm-hmm. You turn on the game, and already Atlanta's winning like 5-0.
I went and watched a movie.
Right, yeah, most people probably did that.
I watched Driving Miss Daisy.
No, that
well, you're crazy.
Right, let's say,
you got to slow down.
No, they lost a couple of rating points with that. It's too bad because they peaked about 8:30. After that, it went down all the rest of the night.
I'll say this. They do a a pretty good job with all the cameras, and I don't, you know, and I don't watch a lot of baseball anymore. Right. But they got a lot of cameras and junk that make the game pretty interesting.
I still like watching baseball with that super slow mo. That to me, to watch one of those pitches, to see the rotation on a baseball
super
pitch.
Super homo. Man, are you talking about Roberto Alomar?
Super slow mo, Don.
Oh, slow mo.
Slow is in slow motion. Oh, okay. Yes. And watch out, he'll spit in your face if you say that to him. Yeah.
All right. Listen, hold on, Rudy. I got an agenda here because we want to talk about our weekend with you.
Oh.
So number one was the World Series. Number two would be there's a Monday night game on tonight, and that's Oakland and San Diego. Now, what are the odds of this? You got a big football game on against a big baseball game. How embarrassing will it be for Fox if they get a bigger rating with Monday Night Football than the World Series?
Well, this does not. It'll be very embarrassing for Fox, but it doesn't figure to happen because this is one of the weaker Monday night games. The West Coast AFC games always draw the lowest Monday Night Football ratings, let's say somewhere between a 14 and 15 usually. And I think the football will do something like a 10 or 11 tonight, and the baseball might do a 15 or 16.
All right, and the last thing I want to ask you about is, I will have to give this guy, Tiger Woods, some credit because he's getting me to talk about golf, which I hate doing on this show.
Yep.
But I'm just going to sit back and be silent. I'm enjoying the moment right now.
I noticed that yesterday, even during the football games, during like the halftime when they're giving the scores and highlights,
right,
that they make a note at the end. They go, all right, these are all the games. And incidentally, you know, Tiger Woods kicked some more ass today.
He's a prodigy is what he is. I mean, now, he's amazing.
Wait, Don, you know why the NBC did that?
Why?
Because they're promoting their U.S. Open. You know, which is going to be at Congressional Country Club near Washington.
And he's in it
now. Next year on NBC Television.
And he's automatically in that now.
Because of winning that tournament.
But are you saying they only mentioned it because they have a golf tournament he's going to be playing in a year from now?
I certainly think so, that NBC would never go out of its way to do anything about golf during NFL Sunday unless it had like a self-promotion involved.
But what's is it the World Series that's coming up? What's the next major golf tournament?
They got some kind of world championship or whatever it is.
And that's one of the things he was trying to qualify for it, and he's in that too. But the thing is about Tiger Woods, I mean this guy is truly a phenomenon. I mean, he really is.
Yep.
Nobody in golf would have predicted that he would win two tournaments, getting into it as late as he did.
And this is why all of the old guys hate him, right?
I think the old guys and the not-so-old guys, there is a tremendous amount of jealousy on the tour because you can read between the lines. When he dropped out of that one tournament a few weeks back, there was a lot. They really kind of went at him. And I thought he was smart to lay off because he was overtired and he wanted to charge his batteries, and now he's proven them all wrong. But
he was smart to lay out, Mike, but he wasn't wise the way he handled it. He had
he's new.
With to go to, and he skipped out on that.
But don't you agree that the other tour players took that as kind of an opportunity to take some pot shots out of him?
Let's face it.
Isn't he like 19 or something?
Yeah, he's 20.
All right. I didn't know. I'm sorry, Ridge. He's 19 or 20. That, you know, I'd cut him a big slack burger right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, what's the unwritten thing here is that, let's face it, golf's a lily white sport in the pros. Most of these guys are country club guys.
Yep.
And here's a young black, who, and of course, he is aging too. We know that. But he's just blowing them away. I don't think anybody can say that Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer or any of these people ever broke on into the sport the way Tiger has, and
he
surprised all of us.
And I hope it continues because he is great for the sport. The thing that makes him great is not only is he a great player and he plays golf the way he does, but his personality is absolutely magnetic. I mean, he goes out and you see him interviewed, and he says the right things. At 20 years old, the composure he has it boggles my mind.
And if you put a goatee on that guy, he's Darius Rucker.
I've heard that. He does,
you know, from
like
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
All right. Now, Rudy, on to the more pressing items of the broadcast here, which would be your review of our Saturday night get-together. I think of the two of you that your wife probably had a better time than you did at the party Saturday night.
Well, why do you think that? I mean, I didn't have a good time being around.
No.
We're just
understand
talking
what
about
I'm saying.
The festivities there.
Yeah.
Really.
You had a good time, as you always do.
Mouse had a good time.
Well, we had a head start. I mean, about 1 o'clock we had to be at the horse race at the Gold Cup, and it was freezing out there, so you had to keep yourself warm.
Sure, you have to warm up, absolutely. But you had a good time?
Oh, Yeah. It was wonderful to be at Mike's Country Club and to know we could enter through the front door, not the back door.
You're not a back door guy, are you, Rudy?
No,
not at all.
Amen. Not our Rudy.
Good Catholic boy. Listen, then, about our big Halloween show, which is next Thursday, Mouse told me you guys are coming to that.
Yeah, we'll be there. It's just a short drive from our palatial estate.
Did she mention to you that we would like you to dress up as a girl?
She mentioned it, but I didn't want to remember it.
Well, we're all going to be in drag.
Right? I'm dressing up. I'm going to be Roseanne. Mike is going to be Aline Cunningham. Buzz is going to be Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Rob is going to be the Flatulent Sports Babe. Nick Joe is going to be Connie Chung. And Jimmy the Intern is going to be Marilyn Monroe.
I even have an idea for your lovely wife. A mouse could dress as you.
What?
Mouse could go as Rudy.
Yeah.
What do you think of that idea?
I'm sure she'll accept that.
But what girl could Rudy dress as? Rudy, let's think for a moment. What woman does Rudy Marsky resemble?
How about Leslie Visser?
Oh, yeah, that's a compliment to Leslie Visser.
Yeah, it is, huh?
No, not Leslie Visser.
No.
Oh, my.
Rudy. What woman could Rudy be? Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor. That wouldn't work.
What's her name?
It has to be Julia Child.
What's her name?
Julia Child.
Like Lucy's friend. What was her name?
Ethel Mertz.
Ethel Mertz.
Be a good, you know
what? I work like Ethel Mertz.
What about what's her name from Throw Mama from the Train?
Ann Ramsey.
You'd be a good Ann Ramsey.
The lovely Ann Ramsey.
How about Cher? I could dress as Cher.
Oh. All right, I'd go for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You'll dress as a girl for us?
Sure, I'll do it.
All right, and you got a nugget for us, something we wouldn't have known if we weren't talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
How about it? Well, Buzz has probably had this on the air to Jim Mora, who was one of the two coaches that are out today in the NFL.
Yes.
Well, how about this? He eventually could be replaced, the Saints coach there, by either Mike Ditka from NBC.
Ooh.
Or they want to try to go after Terry Donahue, who is now with CBS. I think Ditka would be a prime candidate at the end of the season.
Ditka would be an early Christmas present. Yeah. Are you kidding me to have Ditka back? You know, what did I say earlier today? I said, if you're going to replace Mora.
Yep.
You'd love Ditka.
As wrapped tight as Mora was, you get somebody that's wrapped even tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look at look at Jimmy Johnson on the sidelines yesterday. He put on a whole show himself.
Oh, but listen, he's nowhere near this guy. This guy right here, he's Mr. Academy Award.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked, or the second half. We just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly-poo offensively.
Diddly-poo.
We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. Oh. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half.
Listen, Rudy laughing at this.
I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
Gonna miss that man.
Oh, me too.
Gonna miss that man.
I think he's gonna go right to a network job. What do you think? Huh?
All right, we gotta go, Rudy. We'll see you Friday when we pick the pros.
Okay, guys.
Hey, who do we pick with this week?
I don't know yet, but I'll come up. I'll come up with.
Hey, what about Leslie Visser? We haven't had her on.
You want to have Leslie? Okay.
You know I want Leslie.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I gotta watch what I say.
You sounded a little pimp like there. Right? Hey, you want to have Leslie? Yeah, you can have her.
All right, we'll see you, Rudy.
Okay, guys.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Rudy Marcy. You want to have her? Yeah.
Hey, you doing? Rudy Marsky from USA Today. Toe tapping, touchstones coming up along with Puzz Kernank and the news that's next.
WJFK, WJFK, WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
What the hell do you think you're doing here? You're out of the business for good, forever.
Will you just listen a minute?
Shut up! You shut your mouth once and for all.
We're doing our afternoon show in the afternoon. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, everybody. Wang Chung tonight.
I love this song.
You stand alone. You are the toe tap and touch toes.
You don't like it?
I don't like all the songs we play, Mike. It just got a catchy intro on it.
I drive a million miles.
Yuck. Let's say call 100 right now. Let me give you some stuff here. 1-800-636-1067.
Everyone Wang Chung tonight.
You remember Bill Murray did a bit like that on Saturday Night Live? Remember when he did the thing with Star Wars? He did the same thing with Wang Chung.
And one of your favorite movies has rapidly become one of mine also. What About Bob was on over the weekend on cable. I did. You watch it. It's one of those movies. The more you watch it, you see the way he plays that role.
I told you that is really like one of my top five all time movies.
Baby Steps.
Baby Steps.
Let me tell you about this guy right here.
And if you've ever seen What About Bob, the funniest part is when they're having dinner.
Yep.
When he's eating the chicken, he goes,
more salad. More salad, Bob. Pile it high and deep.
Look at me. I'm sailing.
I'm a sailor. Tied to the mast. Great movie.
Touchstones there. Call in to win now. Call 100. Good luck. 652 on the East Coast. It's 352 out West. In between, as always, check your wrist. And now here is Cruz Runank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. It was best for us all along. A new study out of Israel's Hebrew University suggests that kids who eat a half hour before school do better on tests than kids who eat 2 hours before.
Oops.
But the study also found that foods that raise blood sugar, like pre-sweetened cereal, seem to boost a kid's mental alertness. Authors of the study say they plan to explore this further after a sugary breakfast, I presume. Frustrated teachers are certainly creating some interesting forms of punishment for the kids who misbehave these days. A girl in Texas was ordered to sit inside a chalk outline and count cars after she cursed at the school nurse. And parents in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, are fit to be tied when they heard that a teacher had tied up three first graders. The teacher admits he tied the yarn loosely around their waists to keep them in their chairs, but he denies the charge that he used tape to keep their mouths shut. And when the stress builds up too much at Shumway Elementary near Phoenix, Arizona, the kids will now have to turn to something other than massages. For a while, the YMCA there was having a little after-school massage program for the kids. The kids would give each other back rubs. Whoever gave the best back rub got a piece of candy. A complaint from a parent shut down the program, despite the YMCA's insistence that there was no improper touching.
In the program?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Sorry, we're out
of time. I think there was some improper touching going on here during that news, Buzz.
Yes, yes there was.
You know what I mean, Mike.
He's unflappable, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing today?
Great. Hello.
Yes. What happened to be caller 100?
Oh, can we have some pleasantries, please?
Excuse me?
Some pleasantries, please.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Well, just fine, thank you.
You said that one already. Do you have any new pleasantries for us?
What is your name, citizen?
Jay from Salisbury, Maryland.
All right, Jay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
It just didn't feel right,
nope.
Did it?
Just decided to hang up on that guy.
How are you guys feeling today?
Sorry, hey, we're feeling great.
That's right, feeling now, that's feeling.
How are you feeling, brother?
Did I make it?
Oh, see, the greed came too soon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ah, and then there was the dumb person.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I'm not the 100th caller.
Won't anybody just please say hello, Don and Mike?
Don and Mike.
How are ye today?
She sounds like she has the potential of being charming, though.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name, lady?
Nora. Nareda.
And where are you from?
Florida. Clearwater, Florida.
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 All right. Florida. All right. Well, engage us in some pleasantries, and we'll give you the prizes.
Excuse me?
Please engage us in pleasantries, and we shall reward you with gifts.
How's that? How can I
If
that?
You don't understand what engage us in pleasantries means, you're not going to win the prize.
Of course I understand.
All right, okay. Well then, engage us in verbal pleasantries.
You guys are the greatest.
That's one.
Okay.
You have to do three.
That's number one. Please, three. They don't have to be suck-up pleasantries. They could just be like, how are you today? But don't use that one because I just gave you that one.
How's everything been, fellas?
Everything's been all right with me. How
I wasn't asking you.
You guys?
No, come on. Two more pleasantries, please. Two pleasantries.
Okay. How do you guys, God, I can't think.
Oh, is it so tough to get some conversation?
Duh.
Two I'm pleasantries sorry. And you win.
Okay.
Two simple pleasantries.
We find that the greediest of our listeners lacks some civility.
And this is the greediest part of the show. The last part we take all 100.
This is pure greed on the line here, and we're trying to train the greedy people.
Oh, right, so, I'm not greedy.
Oh, not much. Come on, two more pleasantries, please.
Okay.
Do you know what pleasantries are?
Yes.
Okay, well, you've given us one already, so give us two more, please.
Okay.
Just two more, duh.
That you guys are very amusing and you guys are entertaining.
Well, Don, that's not really a pleasantry.
I really don't think she's done that.
Oh. So what am I supposed to do? I can't think straight right now.
All right, well, listen.
I'm in shock that I'm...
All right, let me give you a hint here, darling. Okay, here's a quarter. Go call someone who cares. Now, a pleasantry would be, hello, how are you today?
How's Ken Stevens treating you fellows?
How's the world shining on you today? How was your weekend? What are you planning to have for dinner tonight?
Love the show. Listen often. We miss you down here when you're on vacation.
Will you be watching the World Series or watching the football game tonight?
When are you coming to visit Florida?
Golly, isn't that Bob Dole old? These are pleasantries. Now listen, give us two more pleasantries, goddammit!
She's incapable.
Yes,
yeah, she's incapable.
Thought you had one of your bitches in here.
Well, I do. All right, she wins. All right, hold on. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, she gets it anyway.
Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've only been trying 100 times.
I know. All right. Okay. All right. Hold on a second. And now, till we meet again. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence Welk singers.
Adios. Good night.
La 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 la. Good night. Now, darling, what's your name?
Laredo.
All right, Laredo, you want a case of Coca-Cola Classic. It's the official soft drink of the Don and Mike Show. Always Coca-Cola, always Don and Mike. You've also won the Cinemax baseball hat. With movies on your mind, turn to Cinemax. Over 200 great movies playing this month at Cinemax. And you've won the 1-800-Flowers cake.
Wow.
Be sure to call 1-800-Flowers, stop by one of the stores, or visit them online, 1-800-Flowers.
Adios. Oh, thank
good
you.
Night. La, 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 la. Listen, and bless your pee picking heart. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful evening. That would be a pleasantry I was just giving you.
Okay.
Pleasantry, okay.
Thanks. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I am so disappointed in you.
Why, and who?
He was supposed to bring a new hat.
Oh.
And it's the same cheesy, dog-eared, rotten hat. You went to a place that...
Yeah, you went to Mexico. You could have got a new sombrero.
Of the hat.
They were not bargaining right. I set aside a lot of time...
They weren't... How much does a sombrero cost? $3?
Have you checked the Mexican economy lately?
I guess you're right. Oh. But I didn't want to help them. I wanted to benefit.
Right,
I said, right. 8 peso, you keep your velvet hat.
All right.
Pedro.
Here is Rob Spiewak. Rob Gelman in the role of Mary Tyler Moore, ready to throw his big sombrero right up in the air.
You might just make it after all.
I didn't have time to say thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Don.
And thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And Tommy Jomi won't be on your show, and we will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures in Dickland.
Bonnie boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike. Kick ass.
Don and Mike. Kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah.
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yeah!
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty.
Yeah!
So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Oh, yeah.